Well, hello there, you remarkable woman. This is your National Sales Director, Stacey James, and I am excited to have this time with you right now because I have some information I want to share with you, some ideas and some training and some advice, and all of it correlates to having product on hand and inventory on your shelf. This is an exciting month, and I am celebrating you because if you're listening to this, it would be because you're a brand new consultant, and that truly deserves a celebration. That means that you have sent an agreement into the company through the mail, or you've sent it in online, and the company has accepted that agreement and issued you a consultant number. And when that's the case, it means that you are in a position to be able to order products from our tremendous company at a wholesale amount, and then you can turn around and sell that product for a retail amount. That means you are in business. That means you are now an automatic entrepreneur. That means that you are able to be making a profit, building an income, building a business, being your own boss, having this opportunity spread wide open for you. And let me tell you, this is a most amazing opportunity. In fact, there are three things that I'm completely standing on in this magnificent year of 2009 and soon to be 2010, and that is, number one, I am walking in God's favor. And I truly believe that when you walk in God's favor, he connects you to the people's lives that you are to serve and the people you are to focus on and the people that you are to give to, the people you are to be sensitive to and the people that you are to care about. And my position as a National Sales Director is one of leadership, and it's one of servanthood. And I have grown up in Mary Kay, absolutely, because I started this business in 1981, and I was 23 years old when I began my journey in Mary Kay. And my situation at that point in time is that I was married, the very wonderful husband that I still have today. And in addition to that, we had one beautiful daughter that was 4 years old, and now we have three beautiful daughters. But Jennifer was 4 years old, and we were in a new journey in our marriage. And we were living in a very not beautiful apartment. It was a two-bedroom apartment, and it was on 108th and L Street in Omaha, Nebraska, Harrisburg Square Apartments. And we had one car between us, and it was a very old car. It was falling apart. It had a hole in the floorboard, and it was always breaking down. And I was teaching school at the time, had graduated from the University of Nebraska, was currently working on my master's degree, very, very part-time, and teaching. My husband, Brian, was in college full-time. We were living on my teaching salary, and we were very, very far in debt. And foreign debt is not a really fun place to be. In fact, foreign debt causes you to kind of live in a very stressful environment because not only do you have a tendency to just keep going further into debt, going backwards, but you don't have the funds to be able to do the things that you just want to do, everyday things. I mean, I remember not being able to go roller skating with Jennifer when her daycare went roller skating because we just did not have the money to buy the entrance tickets to go roller skating. We couldn't order pizzas whenever we wanted to. That was a huge celebration if we ever did that. We didn't just stop by McDonald's whenever we were driving by and just kind of whip in because we just didn't have the funds for it. We didn't have the money to go to the movies. We didn't have the money to be able to do just, you know, when things came about that needed extra funds, we sweated it out. It's not a fun place to be when you're far in debt and you don't have the income coming in. And I was really praying for something to come along and change. And my father had a saying when I was in high school, and the saying was, if you keep doing what you're currently doing in your life, you are going to keep getting what you're currently getting. And if something needs to change, then something needs to change. And so remembering the spirit in which he shared that information with me, something so very much needed to change, and I wasn't really sure what I could change. I knew that I could take on an additional part-time job, but that meant working as many evenings as possible and also on weekends. And when I looked at how much money I would be making from a part-time job that maybe I would be making, you know, at that point in time, gosh, guys, that was 28 years ago. The minimum wage at that point was like $6. I think it was $5 and something. The amount of money that I would make from something part-time, even 20 hours a week, was just really not very much and was a lot of extra hours away from home. So I was praying for a possibility. Brian could not take on a part-time job because he was in pre-med, and at that point you just really have to take all your dedication, time, and commitment and put it into your education. And that meant that our dreams were really on his back. It meant the way that we wanted to live was going to be completely up to when he finally graduated. That was going to be a long ways away. So sometimes when you pray for something to happen, Jim Rohn, motivational speaker, always says, when you have problems and challenges in your life, don't pray for them to go away. Pray for a greater opportunity. And a greater opportunity is going to enable you to have the answers and the solutions, the tools, and the equipping to make a shift and a difference in your life. And what I've discovered is there is truly a difference between having a regular, average, mediocre, common, conventional kind of mentality, and a difference between having a victorious, successful, conquering, unstoppable, sometimes unimaginable, dream-filled, vision-filled kind of mentality, a business mentality that just allows you to do a step above, take yourself to another level of income, another level of education, another level of equipping yourself to be able to be highly successful in your life. And Mary Kay came into my life, and it was disguised differently than I thought it should be because I didn't know anything about Mary Kay. I didn't know that there were pink Cadillacs. I didn't know anything about the product line. I was, you know, back then people were not thinking necessarily about being entrepreneurs, but I truly had a gift in my family. And the gift in my family is that my father was an entrepreneur. He did own his own business, and he was highly successful. So I grew up in a family where a dad put goals out in front of us. He had goals of how many homes he was going to sell, how many homes he was going to build, and we were a part of that as a family. He would put it on the refrigerator. He would enroll us in it on Sunday afternoons when he'd leave our family dinner to go sit and model homes. He would talk about the excitement of knowing that someone was going to walk in that needed the house that he had built and that he was going to be providing for them a need that they had in their life, and he was excited about that connection. And he had a love and a passion for what he did, and since that was the case, we were totally immersed in that. So I grew up with that dreaming. I grew up with that forging ahead. I grew up with that having a goal in front of you. So this was not a foreign thought to me, owning my own business, but still, even when it's not a foreign thought, it's something different. When I brought it home to my husband and I said, this is what I want to do, I want to give this a try, he was very concerned. He was concerned because our life was kind of in a systems mode. I mean, when you just, you know, when you have less, you have a tendency to go into how can we make this work? And so we had a system down pat of how it's going to work with the car, how it was going to work with our finances, and all of a sudden I came home with this new idea and this new prospect of potential, but it messed up our system. I mean, all he could think about is this is going to screw everything up. And, you know, it's so amazing how sometimes we're just so tightly, we hold on to what our current status quo is instead of realizing what we got to do is mess it up in order to go up to another level. So I said to him, you know what, Brian, I really think this could bring in some extra cash. I'm not really sure how all of this works together, but my dad taught me something, that is, if you're going to sell something, make sure there's a need for it, make sure there's a desire for it, make sure it's a tangible product. All those things will make it such an easy thing to sell. And then he said, if it could be consumable, that would be even greater because that means people are going to need more of it. And I remember when I was listening to the marketing plan, those were some of the things that were coming across my mind, is that, oh my gosh, there's such a need. In fact, today, a far greater need. Back then when I started, women didn't always understand the importance of taking care of their skin. And today, that is widely known and understood that women want to look younger, longer. They understand that there definitely are products that they can use that can make a difference in the appearance of their skin immediately. And then there are products they can use that can improve their skin even more so with consistency, ongoing time. And truly, when I say that there are three things I'm standing on this year, one is that I'm walking in God's favor, and he totally and completely has divine appointments out in front of me all the time on a daily basis. But in addition to that, that we are serving a company opportunity that is second to none. This marketing plan, there is nothing like it out there. There is nothing that allows women to make the amount of money that you can make quickly, and something that causes a building and a growing foundation that absolutely can catapult into something beyond your dreams, because that's exactly what it did for me. Because I've been in this company for 28 years, building my business and forging ahead and serving women with a passion in my heart to help them become the women that God intended them to be with the DNA that is within them. That means that I know every woman that I work with has skills and gifts and abilities and strengths, and sometimes things in those categories that they don't even realize that they have. Sometimes you have to step outside yourself and challenge yourself to attempt things that cause you to discover within you a strength that you didn't know you had, a resiliency, a gift or a skill that you didn't know because it was lying dormant within you until it was called upon, and things that you get good at because you become more confident in who you are, and you become more assured that you are set up to be a victorious person and have a vision and a dream for your future. So as a result, in my term and my time that I've been in Mary Kay, I have made more than $5 million in commissions in my Mary Kay business, and I have taken my family to an entirely new level in the lifestyle that we live, and have operated in the land of more than enough, in a land of overflow, totally getting ourselves out of that place of the land of not enough, in the land of stress. Overflow and more than enough is truly a place in which you are able to experience exhilarance and excitement, and catapults you, because success certainly gives you a new perspective on life. It causes you to believe and have hope and more and possibilities, and then you can take that hope and you can instill it into the hearts of other women, and you can help raise them up to another level. So that's what Mary Kay is truly all about. It's about you growing your confidence. It's about you growing your faith. It's about you experiencing recognition and applause and increase and fun and prizes and gifts and trips and all kinds of amazing things, and then being surrounded by incredibly positive women who believe in you. We believe in you because we know that each woman is to be believed in, and the directors in our company have been trained to be sensitive to recognizing women's specialness and strengths and help bring that out in them. The directors are also trained to equip women, teach them up, train them up, show them the way, help them set goals, and help them believe in what it is that they can accomplish. So all of that is a part of Mary Kay. And then the third thing is that we have the most incredible product on the face of this earth. And I know that to be an absolute fact. I know that it is so incredible that a woman can sit down and get her fingers in it, put it on her face, feel it, see it, smell it, get excited about, see a transformation in the mirror, and because of experiencing, desiring to have it immediately, because she is seeing a difference in her skin immediately. And then she's also not only having that opportunity to try it, but she's learning about it, because when we sit down with a woman and we have a facial with her, we are also providing education. So she learns about the product. She understands why it works the way that it does, and she's able to discover how great it is. We have an R&D department in Dallas, Texas that is actually equal to none, because we have a superior standard in which we have testing of all our product lines, and we create our own product lines. We don't purchase them through another venue. We create them all of ourselves. So we have a department full of dermatological chemists and scientists that have come up with our product line. We have a patented formula called TimeWise that is an anti-aging complex that is just amazing. We are also the number one best-selling brand on the market. And what I also know for a fact is that women not only love our product, but women purchase our product, and they purchase it in great amounts. In addition to that, women will love to book parties and skincare classes because they want to earn extra products free. If it is free, then it's for me. That is definitely a statement that our hostesses believe in. And in addition to that, we know that women become customers, and they not only become customers for a small amount of time, they become customers for a lifetime. So it's not so much that we are interested in the initial one-time sale, even though that's what's going to generate the initial amount of income that you're going to experience in Mary Kay, but we are interested in lifetime customers. We're interested in building trust with those women. So we're not going to just teach you about how to sell something so that you can put some money in your pocket for one time. We're going to be teaching you about establishing establishing relationships. We're going to teach you about the importance of building that trust with that customer so that they want to be with you for a lifetime and they desire to use this product for a lifetime, that you are establishing a business that is going to build levels of success and levels of growth, going from addition into multiplication, into explosion, into combustion. And that is truly how it works. So I'm going to take you back a little bit, because I want to take you back to 1981 when I did start in this company as a brand new consultant, and tell you that the woman who sponsored me into Mary Kay is the woman who presented to me the options that I had as a brand new consultant in starting my business, and the options of whether I wanted to start with product on hand or if I wanted to be an order taker. Now, Mary Kay is really not about being an order taker, because this is really not about a business where you're just selling bits and pieces, passing out a catalog, having people select that they want a mascara here and a lipstick there and a cleanser here. No, this is truly about sitting down in a process that you dedicate to that customer, time with her, that you are face-to-face and facialing her so that she gets to try this product and learn about it. An exclusive customer is only created by spending time with her and sharing time with her, and then as a result, she becomes an exclusive customer. She is not an exclusive customer if you've just passed out a brochure and she's ordered bits and pieces from you, because that is not time dedicated to building a relationship. So as a result, Karen taught me that this was truly about a business in which you created a party scenario, a party with a purpose, where there is at least six women in attendance, and the hostess is the one who's invited those women in. You have not. She has done that. You have found out some information from them about their skin, and then when you sit down with them, you take them through the process of the facial, and then you provide for them all the different sets in which they can purchase from you and invest in, if they choose to. Now, the reason why they want to is because of the emotion that rides high from putting something on their face and getting excited about it, and the emotion that occurs through them desiring to have it now, wanting to take it home, wanting to use it right away. And there is a process of looking at this from a business mentality. So what she said to me is, Stacy, you can run this like a hobby, and you can put in some hobby hours, but the hobby mentality of it is just going to generate some extra income here and there. Or you can run this on hobby hours, meaning very part-time hours, but if you pursue it with a business mentality and you set it up that way, the way that it was intended to be set up, the way that Mary Kay created this marketing plan to roll out, then as a result, you're going to be making lots of income. In fact, you can make full-time income, match your teaching income and surpass your teaching income based on doing this part-time, and that's why many women choose to leave their full-time jobs after they've created a level of doing Mary Kay part-time and realized and walked in the amount of income that they can establish part-time. A woman can take this. A single mom can take this, and she can be making income right away that can be bringing money into her household to make a difference for her, and spending less time away from her children, more time establishing something that generates a full-time income. So when Karen showed me those words, she said, you know, part of that is going to have to do with whether you start with product on hand or not, because if you choose to not have product, then this is how it's going to look. And that was interesting, because my husband was sitting down with us, and he was listening to the information about the options of inventory, and he said, okay, Duke, please describe to us what it's going to look like if Stacy does not have product on hand. And she said, well, she can go. She can teach that skincare class. She will be able to provide that information. She will be able to have the product for them to try, because that comes in her starter kit. Everything that she needs to conduct skincare classes will be coming in her starter kit. But upon those women making a decision on what they want to purchase, she's going to be displaying to them sets. And in today's vernacular, what our sets look like is, number one, our TimeWise Basic Skincare, which is our 3-in-1 cleanser and our moisturizer and our foundation. And that foundation can either be our mineral powder foundation, which is phenomenally popular, or our full coverage or our medium foundation. Our women and our customers have choices of what kind of foundation that they want. But those three steps are our TimeWise anti-aging formula that comes in either normal to dry skin or else for normal to oily skin, combination and oily skin. We have those two different formulations to fit our population. And then we have what we call a miracle set. And our miracle set is actually phenomenally popular because it includes our three steps to skincare in addition to two other supplementary steps, which cause it to really be complete, only missing actually a firming eye cream. If the firming eye cream was added to the Miracle Set, it would make it a complete circumference of total care for the skin on your face and your throat to cause the improvement in the texture of your skin, and that you will see a noticeable difference, just a noticeable difference. But that's the Miracle Set. So the supplements that are included in that Miracle Set are what we call our daytime, nighttime solution. There's a daytime solution that has a SPF in it, botanicals that soothe the skin, soften the skin, and actually just kind of put the frosting on the cake from our cleanser on our regular moisturizer. And our foundation, that daytime goes on before the regular moisturizer and just gives you a beautiful layer that works all day long and improving the texture of the skin. And then the nighttime solution is packed with vitamins. They're little round beads, and when you pump them, they burst onto your hand so that you can apply it to your face, and the potency and the freshness of them bursting open at that moment delivers to the skin an instant vitamin impact that does definitely improve the skin overnight as your skin sleeps and gets better. So adding those two formulations is called the Miracle Set, and that set goes for about $104. And then in addition to that, we have what we call a roll-up bag. And the roll-up bag houses the Miracle Set in it. In fact, as you roll it out, you have four pockets, and you can put in the pockets whatever you want, but the Miracle Set usually fits in two of the pockets, and then you can fill the other two pockets with either one of our additional supplementary items, because those supplements are huge. They're what take the improvement in your skin up an entire different notch. Supplements like our microdermabrasion, which makes a great impact on the texture of your skin, or our cellulose shape formulas, which are for the body, the skin on the body, which improves the firmness and the texture of the skin on the body. Everybody needs that and wants that. In addition to a new product that we just launched called Serum C, which is a high potency level from four different extracts of the vitamin C, and it is housed in a weekly container, a vial. And when you purchase it, you receive four vials, so you receive 1 month's worth of product, and it keeps it fresh and it keeps it potent. And oh my gosh, once a woman uses it for just a couple days, she sees an instant improvement in her skin. It's just amazing. So our supplements are tremendous. The eye firming cream is another supplement. We have some intense moisturizers, some gel moisturizers, depending on your skin type. The supplements make a great difference. So you can put one of the supplements in the other pocket. And then we have our color items. And that, of course, is just purely by the differences in each woman. Some women love lots of makeup, lots of color, lots of glamour, lots of fun, lots of pizzazz, and some women just want a very subtle look. But irregardless, our 101 look, which is a compact, and it can house three eye colors and a blush, a lipstick, and the brushes that go along with it. Of course, there are very, very popular eye color shades and very popular blusher color, cheek color shades. They're all our mineral powders. And then also we have our eye-defining pencils, our lip-defining pencils, and our lip glosses, and our mascara, and all those kinds of things that really are entrenched in our color line and make it fabulously famous. And you can fill another pocket. So a roll-up bag can be filled with either $100 in each pocket, and that's a $400 roll-up bag, or you can house $50 in each pocket, and you can put together a $200 roll-up bag. So when you have a skincare class or a party with a purpose and you have six women in attendance, it's extremely achievable to have a $300 class in sales. In fact, just one woman purchasing the $400 roll-up bag, of course, causes that to be over and above. But I'm going to give you the $300 because when I started my business way back in 1981, I did three skincare classes a week. I did them all on Sunday. I did one at 2 and one at 5 and one at 8. And I discovered that as my confidence grew on doing one class right after another, then my sales grew because I became more confident in my presentation, more confident in understanding the product line, and my expectations expectation of understanding how much women actually did buy in cosmetics grew. So when Karen explained to us what it would look like if we didn't have the product on hand, she said you would display the different sets for the women there, and then they would choose what they wanted. They would give me the money or a credit card for what product they were choosing or selecting. Then I would go home. I would place the order with the money that I had for the product, and then the company would deliver the product to me. They would send it to me. Then I would go back and deliver product to those women that they would be waiting to receive from me. So Brian said, okay, let me get this straight. Stacy would show them the collections. They would choose what they would want. They would write out checks to her that night, even though they wouldn't be taking something home, and then she would be backtracking and delivering product to them all over the place. And she said, yeah, actually, that's what it would look like. You can run your business that way. You can build your business that way. But, of course, there's going to be some extra steps in it if you choose to do it without product on hand and you take orders for it. So Brian said to her, okay, so this is my way of looking at it. I would assume that when those women put product on their face, they become highly emotional and excited, just like when I go drive a car, when I'm deciding to purchase a car, and once I take it out for a test drive, then that's usually all she wrote, because then I become emotionally involved. Or like when I buy my golf clubs and I get to go to the store and I hit the balls with the clubs, and that helps me become emotionally attached to the golf club. And she said, yeah, that's exactly right. And he said, okay, well, so here's the deal. If those women, if the time that they try it on their face is when they want it the most, having that product there would mean they would buy the most, right? She said, absolutely. And I understood that also. In fact, I probably understood it even more than he did, because I understand emotional purchasing. Lordy. But what he said to me was that, I can't imagine you driving all over Omaha, Nebraska, and delivering product for women all over the world when that would be extra time spent. That would be unnecessary time spent if you would have the product for them right there initially, being able to provide it for them. And also, they're going to be taking it home. And one point that Karen made is that they would be less likely to change their order. If they're taking product home, they're using it, then they're happy with it and excited about it. And, of course, they're wanting to book another class with you, because once they try it, then there are other things that they want, and they love to get those things free. So that's what creates a wonderful hostess, are women that are using the product right away and initially from having that class. And also, a really easy way to book classes from classes to snowball your business is when that hostess starts using that class right away, she gets excited about hosting another class, and she has the need for wanting to have a checkup facial, which you sit down with her and go back through it, making sure that she's using all the right products and that you can be introducing even more products to her that she could understand would even be more beneficial. So she's layering what she starts to be using, and women likes to use lots of different things. So that made sense also, booking more classes, because they start to use the product, they get excited about it. And usually when I sit down with a woman who has making a decision on what set she wants to start with, I say, now we need to schedule your second facial. Would you like to do you and me and come with me to my success meeting on Monday night, be a feature model for me, and then I can do a checkup with you? Or would you like to do you and me and free, and you could schedule a party for next Sunday, invite in your friends, and that way I can do a checkup facial with you, and then you have friends that come in and I can give you lots of free product. So just you and me, or you and me and free, and completely your choice. But my goal, as I walked out of my very first party on Sunday at 2 o'clock, was to have my next three parties already booked and scheduled for the following Sunday, raring to go with the women that were currently at that initial class. So that gives you a little bit of background in that situation. So when Brian said, okay, I understand now the importance of having product on hand. I understand that that's going to simplify the business for Stacy. I understand she's going to sell more product if that's the case. I understand that women are going to want to schedule their checkup facials if they're using the product. I understand the dynamics of all of that, but we don't have any money. We have no money, and our credit is not so great, and we really don't have anything for collateral. And I just can't imagine how we would be able to start our business. And she said, well, you know, you mentioned something very important, and that would be credit and collateral. She said, because I would suggest that you do go to the bank and use the bank's money to make money. Since you don't have any money in savings, that we made infinitely clear to her, she said, I still wouldn't ever suggest for you to use savings, because I would suggest that you get a business loan, because this is an investment. A debt is a car loan. A debt is a loan in which you buy furniture. A debt is something in which you have to have a job in order to pay that loan off with. An investment is something that you take a loan out for, but it generates you income. Because you have it, you're going to make money because of it. And that means it is an investment, not a debt. It is a business loan that's going to generate more income for your family and your life. And he understood that, but he said, I don't think there's any way that we can do that, but maybe we can figure out a way. Well, I'll tell you what, I was sitting beside him on the other side of the table from Karen, and I think I wanted to hyperventilate. Actually, I started sucking air. I was totally, totally stressed out about the fact of taking out a business loan, because all I could think of was debt. I mean, debt was what was like ringing in the air. Debt, big green lights, big red lights. It just caused panic in my heart, because I was the one that was responsible for paying the bills at that point in time, and I could not imagine another payment on top of everything else that we had. Because here's what our situation looked like. We had that car payment on that car that was falling apart. We had rent. We had insurance. We had groceries. We had 4 charge cards that were already charged to the limit, and we had 2 student loans that we were paying on. And our bills came to $1,200 a month, and my take-home from my teaching position was $800 a month, only $800 a month. So we were not being able to make ends meet. And the thought of putting another loan payment onto that just was not a possibility in my heart or my mind. So I was too stressed out to even talk about it anymore. But Karen suggested that I go to watch a skincare class training on Saturday morning in Omaha, Nebraska at the Wayside Inn on 80th and Dodge Street, taught by now National Sales Director Deb Pike. And at that point in time, Deb Pike was not a National Sales Director. She was a brand new director. And Deb greeted me at the door when I walked in, and she said, you are Stacy, right? I said, yes. She goes, well, Karen told me that you were coming. I'm excited that you're here today. You're going to learn lots by watching me go through this skincare class. Because if you remember from my description, I didn't know anything about the business. I hadn't ever been facialed, and I hadn't ever tried the product. So I knew nothing. I knew nothing about how all of this worked. So she said to me, this is going to be very fun for you. You're going to learn lots by watching me conduct this skincare class. You're going to learn lots about how to present the different packages at the end, the sets, so that women can just pick, you know, select the set that they want, and you could provide it for them, and they can walk out the door. But Karen also told me that you were deciding on what you wanted to do about inventory, and I wanted to know if you've selected the level of inventory that you'd like to have on your shelf, because today I can help you put your inventory order together. And I said, Deb, I'm not going to be able to get inventory. I mean, we don't have a way to get inventory. And I learned one of the most valuable lessons from Deb Pike at that moment. And that lesson that I learned is, she looked right into my eyes with her beautiful eyes. She squeezed my hands and she said, Stacy, I know that you're going to figure out a way to get product on hand, because it's important, and it'll make a difference for you. It'll make a difference on how easily your business is going to flow. And I believe that you're going to do it. She squeezed my hands, and then she turned to walk away to go conduct the skincare class. Now, the lesson that I learned from that is that if Deb Pike would have said to me at that moment, you know what, I understand. I understand that sometimes you just can't get product. That's too bad, but, you know, that's the way that it is. And she would have walked away. I would have owned that position. My identity would have been, I am a person who cannot get product. I would have believed that to be so, and I wouldn't have done anything else about it. And I would have started my business from that point in time. And I don't know if I would have stayed in the business. I don't know that if I would have gone to those classes, gotten frustrated about having having to order the product, get it back in front of people. I don't know. I'm not sure what would have happened from that point on. But she didn't enable me. She empowered me. She empowered me to take responsibility for figuring out a way to get it. And sometimes when we do that, we do figure out a way. Our mind goes into creative mode. Our mind goes into make a way, find a way, seek a way, discover a way. There's got to be a way. And when we do that, all of a sudden we start entertaining possibilities that we wouldn't have entertained if we would have just accepted that that was our position. And a lesson that has benefited me the rest of my life, to not just accept the status quo, but to step outside the status quo and figure out that there's got to be another way that you can make something happen, to move something, shift something, think of something, consider something that we wouldn't have considered had we just stayed in that one little small place. So I went home to Brian and I said, okay, here's the deal. We got to find a way. We got to find a way. I just know there's a way. We've got to find it. And he was fine with that because he was all about it. And I was the one that was nervous and scared and stressed out about it. So we figured out a way. We figured out my grandmother. That was our way. But I'll have to explain to you what that meant. Our way that we figured out was not for my grandmother to loan money directly to us. We brainstormed and came up with an idea that if she would move money from her bank that was sitting in a CD and put it in our bank into a CD, if she would even move savings from her bank into a CD in our bank so that it was protected, it was right there, it was her money, but the bank would use that CD as collateral for us to be able to get a business loan, rebuild my credit, and launch my business, how great would that be? So we presented it to my grandmother. She was on board, and that's how I started my business. I wouldn't have thought of that option, though, if Deb Pike had not empowered me to consider that there was a way to do it. I just needed to discover it. So I started my business with a $2,500 loan, which enabled me to get $2,000 worth of inventory. And today's standard, that would be a $4,200 level of inventory, because at that point in time, that got me everything that I needed in order to really launch my business with all the product on hand. We call it a full store of profit level inventory. So I started my business. I had my product on hand. I was able to put my collections together. And I'll explain to you a little bit about what happened for me. I did three classes a week. And in today's situation, three classes a week or parties with a purpose a week with six women in attendance is over $300 a class in sales. But if we're going to look at $300 in sales, three of those classes times 300 would be $900 that you've sold for the week. And since your profit is 50%, since we buy the product for a dollar and we sell it for $2, we buy the product for $1,000, we sell it for $2,000, that we take that extra profit and that is in our pocket. Since that is the case, when I sold $900 worth of product for a week's worth of time, that would be $450 your profit. The other $450, what do you do with that? Well, what you do with that is you order more product with it so you can restock your shelf with the product that you just sold off of your shelf. See, the basis of it is that you don't have a stock of product on your shelf, and then you deplete all that product off your shelf, and then you restock the product, then you deplete it, and then you restock it. No, here's the picture. It's more like a grocery store. In a grocery store, they sell product off their shelf because it's on their shelf in the first place. You don't walk around and go, gosh, I need some green beans, so I'm going to order them. I'm going to wait for them to come in. No, you walk around and you say, I need green beans. I need a loaf of bread. I need some jelly. Then I need some hamburger. You go around and get it, and as you take it off your shelf, the store restocks it back on. They restock it back on because they always want a stock of product on their shelf for people to purchase from. Just like what you're going to do, you're always going to have a stock of product on your shelf that people can be purchasing from, because it's not only the initial sale that those women are going to be purchasing, but those women are going to become customers of yours. And when that happens, they are going to be using the product up and restocking for themselves. They're using it up and reordering it. And upon doing that, they're going to call you and say, I'm out of cleanser and I need it, and I need it now. I needed it actually last night when I discovered I was out of it. I need it now. Women reorder product when they need it now. And then women also will be adding more to what they're currently using. I want to try this and I want to try that. And oh, you know what? This came out as a new limited edition. I want to purchase that also. So they are purchasing even more than what they're using up. So as you build your clientele of customers, you're going to establish a reorder business that's going to grow also. But I'm going to take you back to those three parties for the week, because in selling an average of $900 for the week, then let's figure out what 4 weeks worth of that activity would be. In 4 weeks, with an average of $900 in sales, three classes at $300 each, you would be looking at $3,600 in products sold for the month. Well, then what you do is you take half of that. Half of that is $1,800. That is your money. That goes in your pocket. That goes in your bank account. That is your profit. You see, there is a difference between earning a wage and making a profit. Earning a wage is limited to what you make hourly or what you make annually. But making a profit is something that can grow and build. There's a difference between drawing a salary and growing a fortune. And in Mary Kay, that's truly what women do, is they have the opportunity to grow a fortune, not only to sell initially, but establishing their customers, continually growing a fortune. So with that $1,800 going into a bank account, the other $1,800 is for you to restock the product off your shelf that you just sold off your shelf when you sold that $3,600 worth of product for the month. Now, what happened for me is that I was able to take my loan payment, because I did take out a loan. I took out a loan actually over a two-year period. You can take it out for however long you choose to take it out for, but for me, I wanted to take it out at least over 24 months because I wanted less of a loan payment, more money that I was making expendable, income that I could put into paying off my debt and making a difference. So my loan payment was $110 a month. After I deducted that $110, guess what? The $110 was not deducted from my current income that was coming in from my teaching position, was not deducted along with the payment for those four other credit cards and those student loans and the groceries and the rent and the car payment. No, it was not piled up there. It was deducted from my Mary Kay profit that was coming in. And when I deducted that $110 from that $1,800 that would be an average for doing three skincare classes at $300, average of skincare class at $900 sold for the week, after 4 weeks worth of $900 being $3,600, $1,800 of it would be the 50%, and that's your profit after deducting that loan payment. It left me over $1,600 of income that I didn't have the month prior. And that $1,600, I could take and apply it toward my debt, and I did just that. And what happened for me over 6 months is that we were out of debt. We had paid off our charge charges. We had paid off one of our student loans, and we had way more money to be working with. And as a result, that gave us freedom and flexibility, the ability to breathe easier, to have exhilaration and fun and excitement, a hope for the future, something to look forward to, something to plan for, something that gave us a positive path of progress, oh my gracious, that made the greatest of impact on us and our situation. We were able to get out of that two-bedroom apartment. We were able to now rent a house. We were able to trade in that car with a hole in the floorboard for a brand new car that I earned in Mary Kay. I mean, all things changed very quickly for us. But what I want you to know is that if you make a decision to invest in getting a business loan so that you can have product on hand, then what would happen is that payment would be deducted from the profit that you make from your Mary Kay business. It would be not deducted from the income that you have currently coming in, which is paying your other bills. And then you can take the additional profit and pay it toward your current situation so that you can change and alter and elevate your current situation. Okay, so right now I'm going to go with you, over with you the different levels of product that are available for you to start with when you start your business. And I'm going to start you at the very top. And the reason I'm going to start you at the very top is because that's at the $4,200 level. And some of you right now might be going, oh my gosh, $4,200. Can't even imagine that. But this is what I want you to consider. We're going to break the product line apart The reason why we know what to order for you so that you have the right amount of products and the right kinds of products on your shelf is because what you are going to sell is what you are going to show, what you are going to demonstrate. So at that party, you're going to have those women try the skincare. You're going to have them try the supplements so that they have tried the Complete Miracle Set. You're going to have them try the microdermabrasion either on one side of their face or on the back of their hand. You're going to allow them to try the Serum C. You're going to have them try all some of the other different supplements. And then when they're finished and their skin looks fabulous and they're ready for the color, they're going to be able to play with the color. They're going to try some 101 collections and be able to see what colors that they love and play with the colors and try on the lipstick and put on the mascara and have fun time and pamper themselves and then be able to adorn themselves in beautiful colors. So all of that is done actually in 1 hour's time, 1 hour time to do that skincare class. So the most important products that you have on your shelf, of course, are going to be those products that you're going to be demonstrating at that class, because that's what they're going to want to invest in, and that's what you're going to have right there for them in the sets that you relay for them at that class. So the most important products are going to be the skincare, a skincare department of product. There's going to be the supplements, a supplement department of products, and then our color department. And the color, of course, is going to need to be enough color, enough of the eye colors, enough of a selection of the cheek colors, enough of the selection of different lipstick shades for all the women who are there, in addition to the mascaras, in addition to the foundation shades that you're going to have in stock for the women, that whatever foundation they're going to need, you're going to have that. For the concealers, for the powders, for the mineral powders, all those things are going to be included in your color selection so that you have everything that they would want, hope, desire, and want to take home with them that very day. So the skincare, the supplements, and the color. Those are the most important foundational products. Now, how do I figure out how much amount would be good? How do I arrive at that $4,200 amount? Well, in doing three parties for the week, that's an average part-time amount of activity, because a party only requires about an hour's worth of your time actually to demonstrate the party. That gives you an idea of how much time is invested by doing three parties and then looking at how much profit comes from that. Oh my goodness. With an average class being $300 an hour, it's $150. Wow, pretty fun to walk away from. A small amount of time dedicated and what you've generated in your pocket is significant. But in addition to that, you are establishing customers, so there's going to be a repeat business that's going to go on from that also. In addition to that, that's where you're going to meet women that you're going to sponsor into the company and build on your team. That's giving you an audience of new women every time you walk into a party or a skincare class. So as a result of that, it provides for you lots of different levels of success and growing your business. But when you have six women in a class and three of them at least start with the Miracle Set on up into a roll-up bag, then what happens from that is you have three new skincare customers from every single class. So if we look at three new from every class, three classes for the week, that would be nine new customers for the week. And nine new customers times 4 weeks would be 36 customers for you for the month. Now, you want to have enough product for 36 customers for the month, and the reason why I'm talking about a month's worth of product would be simply because, remember, when I talked about having enough products stocked on your shelf, the importance of that is that you're not only selling the product off your shelf, but you still want enough on your shelf that the turnaround time of reordering the product that you just sold off your shelf, placing that order with the company so that you can restock it, getting that product in and restocking it, you're not running out of product in the meantime. So that's why a month's worth of product on the shelf gives you the ability to sell it, get it back on your shelf, and continue to sell it during that process and not be running out as that process goes forth. So we have a month's worth of product, and that would be $4,200, enough of the skincare, enough of the supplements, enough of the color. Now, there's four other product lines that I want you to consider. We call them specialty line products, and they're products that women love, want, gotta have, and they will sometimes order them initially at that class because they know they want all that stuff, or sometimes they're ordering it as soon as they start using the product and love it. Then they start going on your website and they look at everything that's available and they want all the other stuff, all the other stuff that they are spending money on different brands and different scenarios. Now they're going to be choosing to purchase it from their Mary Kay consultant because they love the product and they love the different options they have. So the specialty line products would include your fragrances, and fragrances are just hot sellers. Women love them. We have lots of them. They are fabulous and wonderful, and you would just have a stock of fragrances with that 4,200. Also, we have a body care department, and the body care department would include our lotions, our body lotions, would include our soothing gels, would include our milk baths, would include our body fragrances that go along. So there's like different flavors, just like if you walked into, you know, the body shops and they've got one fragrance, and with that fragrance they have everything in line, a sugar scrub, a cleansing gel, a body lotion, and a spritzer. So we have different fragrances for our body spa lines, and then with each fragrance there are different things. So our body care department is our body spa products. And then we have our men's department, which is our men's skincare and our men's fragrances, and then we have a limited edition department. And the limited edition department has within it our new items that are coming out. And every 3 months, there are new items, and our customers get so excited about them. It gives them another reason to order because they want them, because they're only going to be available for a short time. Got to have them. Got to use them. Got to look spectacular because of them. So the specialty line items would be fragrances, body care, men's care, limited edition. And with a 4,200 level worth of product on your shelf, that would give you the core line products. You would have a full department of the skincare, a full department of the supplements, a full department of the color. And then with the four specialty departments, you would get a full department of the fragrance, full department of the body care, full department of the men's care, and full department of the limited edition. Now, full department with the specialty line items might sound like gobs, but it really is not gobs. It's a working amount of each product so that you would have what they would need and you would be able to market and fulfill the needs of the people that want specialty line. Now, there's another level called 3,600, and a $3,600 worth of product on your shelf would be enough of the core line products. Again, a full department of your skincare, of your supplements, and of your colors. But with the specialty line items, you would only have three of those departments on your shelf. There would be one of them that you would not stock, because with the 3,600 level, there would not be enough to stock all four. So with the fragrances, the body care, the men's, and the limited edition, you would choose three of those that you would have full stock in. And then there is a 3,000 level, and that, of course, has all the core items, a full department of the skincare, full department of the supplements, full department of the color. And, of course, again, the color is the compacts, eye colors, blushers, lipsticks, lip glosses, eye-defining pencils, lip-defining pencils, mascaras. All of that is included in the color, including the foundation shades and more of your mineral powder shades. So all of that's included in the color. So again, 3,000 full department of the skincare, of the supplements, and the color. And then when we turn and we look at the specialty line items with the 3,000 level worth of inventory on hand, you're only going to choose two of those. So instead of, you know, with all four of the specialty line items in stock, you would select two of them. So you look at the fragrances, body care, men's, and limited edition items, and you would say, okay, let's see, if I can only have two, I would choose a stock of the fragrances and a stock of the body care. So that means then you wouldn't get a stock of the men's and you wouldn't receive a stock of the limited edition. That's the 3,000 level. Now, let me remind you also, whatever level you're investing in, you're going to double your money on that product. So at a $4,200, you're going to sell that product for $8,400 worth of product. You're going to double your investment. $3,600, you're going to be selling that for $7,200. And a 3,000 level, you're going to be selling that for $6,000. The retail amount of that would be $6,000. Okay, there is another level called 2,400 level. And that level, of course, in retail product would be $4,800. with $2,400, your investment cost. And that level, again, would be enough of your core line items, what you're going to be showing at your parties. It's a full stock of your skincare, a full stock of your supplements, and a full stock of your color. But when we look at the specialty line items, you would only select one of those. One, from the fragrances, body care, men's care, and limited edition, pick one that you would like to have in stock, and you wouldn't have a stock of the other three, because at the $2,400 level, you wouldn't have enough to be able to stock those items. Now, there's also an $1,800, and an $1,800 is a bottom line level for Star Consultant recognition and achievement. An $1,800 level is going to be it's not going to include any of the specialty line items, so you would not be having any stock of specialty line items. You would, however, have a full stock of the skincare, most important, and of the supplements. But when it comes to the color, you would not get as wide array and full spectrum of the colors. And, of course, we stock you way heavier in the shades that are most popular. We don't stock you the same amount of every single eye color, the same amount of every single blush, the same amount of every single lipstick shade. We stock you through our experience and how we're going to train you to work with your customers and what we're going to train you to show the most popular shades, because those are the shades that women just eat up initially right off the bat the very first time that they're facialed, and then onward. So, of course, when we put your order together to help you do that, we're going to stock you in those shades that are going to be flying off your shelf. And those shades, with an 1800 level, you're not going to get the full stock of all the shades. You're going to get a limited amount of stock. We call it a sample package. So in an 1800, full of skincare, full of supplements, a sample package of the color, and none of the specialty line items. To recap, a 24, full of the skincare supplements, full department of the color, and one of the specialty line items that you would stock. And with the 3000, full of the skincare, full of the supplements, full of the color, two of the specialty line items when we're talking about fragrances, body care, men's, and limited, you choose two of those to stock. 36, full of the skincare, full of the supplements, full of the color department, and you would choose three of the specialty line items now that you would be able to stock at that level. And 4200 is everything. Full department of skincare, supplements, color, fragrances, body care, men's, and limited edition. So you have a full stock of everything. Now let me tell you, some of the benefits of the 4200 also is that when I started my business, if you don't start at that level, if you start at another level, at some point you're going to want to take some of your profit and reinvest it in being able to get some more of those things on your shelf. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted to always have my profit for my household situation, and I wanted to be able as much profit as I could going into what I wanted to spend my money on and what I wanted to invest my money on and what I wanted to pay off as far as debt. And I didn't want to, because if you look at the difference between a loan payment on a 4200 and maybe a 3000 might be only $15 a month difference in loan payment. And to you, it's a huge difference in the amount of product that you have on your shelf. So sometimes you got to look at the greatest benefit to you and the greatest strategy for you in a business mentality and a business situation and a business decision. So make sure that you're abreast of what that creates for you. And then also what I want you to make sure you check with is with your director. Your director is the person who's going to be your business advisor and your business partner here, and she is the one that's going to be putting your order together for you. In addition to the fact, she's going to be telling you right now all the free product. Oh, my gosh, a magnitude of free product that's going to be available to you, because as a brand new consultant, you just get gobs of it. And with each level, there's more free product. You need to know exactly what's available to you and what that looks like, and she's going to fill you in on that. The only other thing that I want you to be aware of is when you're getting your business loan, you want to get enough of a business loan, not only for the amount of product, but you're going to want some Section 2 items, which of course are supplies. And your director will help you with that also, and she will tell you what would be a good amount of supplies to have in hand, like extra sales receipts and extra disposable trays and extras, so that we can stock you in everything, and so you're not going to be running out of stuff for quite a while. And that way you can just be off and running, not being concerned about supplies, and you've got your income coming in and into your bank account. The other thing is that when you're an entrepreneur and an independent contractor and you're out there all by yourself, sometimes when you sell a product, well, of course, all times you sell a product, you charge retail tax, but you would need to have collected, uncollected retail tax reports that you would file with the state. Well, since we have this magnificent company that we work with that provides all the tools and equips us with all these amazing things to help us with our success, doing all the paperwork for us. I mean, it's just incredible, everything that they do that simplifies owning a business, being your own boss, being an entrepreneur. You don't have all that stuff that you would do if this would be just an adventure you're doing independently all by yourself. The company files the retail tax reports for us, so we don't have to mess with that. So how we get around it is when you purchase product from the company, you do pay the retail tax up front. So example, if you're starting with a $3,000 level worth of product, you would pay the tax on $6,000 worth of retail product. And then when you sell that product to your customer, you charge her the retail tax, and you'll be getting that money back. So it's kind of like floating money. You're getting the money back. You're paying it up front. You're paying the tax up front, but you're getting it back when you charge your customers. And that just absolutely relinquishes you from all the other paperwork stuff that you would have to do otherwise. So it just simplifies it tremendously. But you do want to make sure when you're getting a business loan, you get enough of a loan to include the tax and also the money for some Section 2 items and then your inventory, and you're off and running. So here's my wish and my prayer. My wish and my prayer, my hope in my heart is that this has helped you. This has given you information that is practical. It has given you a good direction. It has helped you with your perspective on your business and understanding that this is intended to be a moneymaker for you. This is intended to make a change in your life. This is intended to set you up for a whole different venue financially and give you an opportunity that is second to none. And not only an opportunity in which right now you can be making extra money and having sweet things in your life, such as being able to purchase things for your children that maybe you're not doing right now, taking vacations for your family that maybe are not a possibility at this moment, or maybe a higher level layer of a vacation that you wouldn't be going on. The difference from going to down the road to another state to maybe going internationally and taking your children overseas into Europe for a vacation. So there's all kinds of possibilities that this can open up for you immediately. Also enabling you to be a contributor into the world, to be able to do things with your funds and your extra that is just really making a difference in God's kingdom. The more that we have, the more that we can give, and the more that we can do as a result of that. But in addition to that, you will continue to grow, and we're going to show you how to do this. So this truly can parlay into being a significant financial altering opportunity, and then grow also into a million-dollar opportunity. With Mary Kay, we have hundreds of self-made millionaire women in our company because of this bottom line opportunity that she started in 1963. So we do have tremendously grateful hearts. But this is about passing it on. This is about a business where, yes, you can benefit, but because you benefit, you teach and help other women to benefit as well. That's why she started the company, was for the service and the care, the guidance, and the open door for lots of other women. And that's why we include everything that we do in helping you transform your life. That is what we are all about again. So bless you. Have a magnificent rest of the month. And I know that I will meet you soon. I will meet you at some point. Be sure to come up to me and introduce yourself to me so that I can give you a hug and receive a hug in return. You have a blessed day. Bye now.